KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, Iowa point guard Connor McCaffrey has been granted a hardship waiver by the Big Ten, leaving him with 4 seasons of eligibility remaining. The league announced Monday it had approved McCaffrey's petition after he played just 4 games as a true freshman. McCaffrey, the son of coach Fran McCaffrey, missed 2 games with a sprained ankle, 8 games with mononucleosis, and 19 games after undergoing a tonsillectomy in December. Tough freshman season. A healthy McCaffrey could be in line to start next season and allow Jordan Bohannon to play more off the ball. Iowa finished 14-19 this past season, pushing Final Four bound Michigan to overtime in the finale in the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State star forward Kata Bates Diop is giving up his final year of eligibility to enter the NBA draft. Bates Diop was the Big Ten Player of the Year after leading the Buckeyes to the NCAA tournament. He averaged almost 20 points and 9 rebounds this season after missing most of 2017 with a leg injury. Bates Diop is projected to be a first-round pick in the draft. Also around college basketball, Washington State junior forward Robert Franks says he intends to declare for the draft and will hire an agent. Franks was 7th in the Pac-10 in scoring this season. At 17.5 points a game, 11 points higher than his sophomore average. Daniel Gafford says he'll return for his sophomore season at Arkansas after averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds for the Razorbacks this season. Missouri freshman forward Michael Porter Jr. says he's declaring for the NBA draft. Porter missed most of the season following lower back surgery in November, but returned to score 12 points in the Tigers' SEC tournament loss to Georgia. He also scored 16 points in Missouri's NCAA tournament game. A person familiar with the situation says Tubby Smith has agreed to take over as head men's basketball coach at High Point. Smith played for High Point from 1969 to 73 and was fired 2 weeks ago by Memphis. Tennessee State has hired Illinois State assistant Brian Penny Collins as its new men's basketball coach. The 34-year-old Collins replaces Dana Ford, who left for Missouri State after 4 seasons. Texas Arlington has fired coach Scott Cross after 12 seasons and a 225-161 record. The Mavericks were 21-13 this season and missed a chance to get back to the NCAA tournament after losing to Georgia State in the Sun Belt tournament finale. In women's college basketball news, Iowa junior Megan Gustafson has been named to another All-American squad. She's been named a second-team All-American by the Associated Press after averaging better than 25.5 points and nearly 13 rebounds and shooting 67% from the field for the Hawkeyes this past season. She's the 6th AP All-American in program history and the first since Sam Logic was named a third-team All-American in 2013. She's also the first Hawkeye ever to be named to the AP first or second team. One half of good shooting proved to be enough to carry San Francisco to a win in the opener of the College Basketball Invitational Finals. Chase Foster and Jordan Rutino each scored 17 points, and San Francisco rode a fast start to a 72-62 win over North Texas in Game 1 of the best-of-three series last night. The Dons made 12 of 18 three-point attempts in the first half as they built an 18-point lead but struggled to make anything in the second half, shooting 29% from the field and missing their first 7 free-throw attempts. Frankie Ferrari added 13 points and 9 assists for the Dons. That series now shifts to Texas for Game 2 Wednesday night and then Game 3 Friday if it's necessary. A Detroit Pistons developmental player has died after collapsing on the court during an NBA G League game on Saturday. The Grand Rapids Drive says 26-year-old Zeke Upshaw died at a hospital Monday. No cause was disclosed. Upshaw had scored 11 points before collapsing in the final minute of a 101-99 victory that put the Drive in the playoffs. He was in his second season with Grand Rapids after playing college ball at Illinois State and Hofstra. In racing news, Clint Bowyer had lost 190 consecutive starts before winning yesterday's weather-delayed NASCAR Cup race at Martinsville Speedway. Bowyer had led just 145 total laps the last 4 years before leading the pack for 215 laps in his first career Martinsville victory. The win was his first driving for Stuart Haas Racing, the team he joined as Tony Stewart's replacement last year. He hadn't won since October 2012 at Charlotte. Bowyer is the first driver to notch victories driving a Chevrolet, a Toyota, and a Ford. Kyle Busch was second, followed by Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., and Kevin Harvick. It was Busch's third runner-up finish this season. In baseball news, Greg Bird continues to have trouble staying on the field. The often injured Yankees first baseman will have surgery today to remove a small broken spur on the outside of his right ankle. That procedure will keep him sidelined until late May. The 25-year-old Bird has been promising yet perplexing since his big league debut in 2015 when he came up from the minors and had 11 homers and 31 RBIs in 46 games. He missed 2016 after surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right shoulder. Bird sat out 3.5 months last season because of an ankle injury. A person familiar with the deal says the Diamondbacks and infielder Ketel Marte have agreed to a $24 million five-year contract. The 24-year-old Marte came up from AAA Reno last season and hit .260 in 73 games. Right-hander Bartolo Colon has signed another minor league contract with the Texas Rangers and is currently slated to start their fifth game of the season. The 44-year-old Colon went to spring training with a minor league contract and had a 3 ERA over 18 innings and 5 starts before being cut on Saturday. The Braves have bolstered their bench by agreeing to one-year contracts with outfielder Peter Borges and utility player Ryan Flaherty. Both were released by other teams late in spring training. The Red Sox will open the season with the largest payroll in the majors at about $223 million, ending the Dodgers' four-year run as the top spender. The Giants will be second at around $203 million. That's $20 million more than the Cubs. The Yankees are projected to be seventh at around $167 million. That's their lowest ranking since 1992. Iowa State running back David Montgomery says he's still looking to improve, even after a sophomore season in which he earned all Big 12 honors. The native of Cincinnati rushed for more than 1,100 yards last season and scored 11 touchdowns. He also added 300 yards in receiving as the Cyclones finished at 8-5. Montgomery was a quarterback in high school.
There's definitely a lot I can improve on as any other running back, but, you know, me making that transition from quarterback to running back, I got a block. You know, I got to be able to protect the quarterback. I got to be able to follow the right keys and the right reads when I'm in a running back position. So there's definitely room for improvement. Like I said, the X's and O's are what I really need to improve on, making myself better and being able to recognize things a lot faster than I did last year.
As a junior, he will also be expected to assume a bigger role.
Me having to be more vocal, more of a leader, which is definitely new to me. I'm so used to just doing me and allowing people to follow it. Now it's time for me to really step up for this team, you know, and be a general, not the general, but a general on this team, because we're filled with a lot of leaders on this team.
Cyclone coach Matt Campbell says Montgomery has plenty of room for growth.
Whether it's fair or unfair, David's got a lot of room to grow, because you're talking about a young guy that was a high school quarterback. And you go back to that videotape, and I think David's growth will come a little bit as well with the offensive line's growth.
It's not just Montgomery. Campbell says running back is one of the deepest positions on the team. Iowa State's spring game comes up on April 14th. Darice Fountain could be the next Northern Iowa player to make it to the National Football League. Fountain was one of 9 former Northern Iowa players to work out for scouts from 27 NFL teams at UNI's Pro Day. Fountain caught 66 passes this past season.
I ran fast on my first 40, so I was happy. That was one of the main things I was worried about. I knew I was going to do well with the jumps, God willing. But when I found out, my trainer, someone tweeted, I forgot, they said that he ran 4.46. That literally calmed all the nerves. But it was just crazy, you know, being one of the two receivers out here. I knew that I was going to have a huge workload on me. So I was just really calm with the day. I mean, it was pretty good overall.
Fountain's draft stock rose after his performance at the East-West Shrine Game.
Coming out of my senior season, scout told me, man, you went from being a potential rookie mini-camp body to a draft pick, you know, a day 3 pick. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing, man. You know, I'm just keeping my head down. Obviously, it's up in the air right now. I don't know what's going to go on, but, you know, I'm just waiting to see.
Defensive back Elijah Campbell says the success enjoyed by former Panthers like David Johnson make him believe that he can do it too.
He has a poster in the locker room, so we can't miss him every time we see him. Or every time we go in the locker room, he's right there. But, yeah, like when I got here, I didn't even know David Johnson went here, but when I found out, I was just like, wow, this is a bigger school than I thought it was going to be. And I found out Kurt Warner went here, so I was like, oh, I got some alum here, so I was like, hopefully I can join along with them.
The NFL draft comes up in 1 month. The Los Angeles Rams hope they've created a formidable defensive front to go with coordinator Wade Phillips' 3-4 scheme. The Rams have agreed to a 1-year contract with defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh, who is slated to play alongside All-Pro Aaron Donald and Michael Brockers. Suh spent the last 3 seasons with Miami and was released when he declined to restructure his contract. Suh is a 5-time Pro Bowl selection during his 8-year career with Detroit and the Dolphins. Eagles All-Pro defensive end Michael Bennett has surrendered to authorities in Houston on a charge that he injured a paraplegic woman as he tried to get onto the field after last year's Super Bowl to celebrate with his brother. Bennett was a spectator at the game at NRG Stadium in Houston in February 2017 when he tried to get onto the field immediately afterward to see his brother, Patriots tight end Martellus Bennett. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, they can do it. Give Gary Bloom a call at Walnut Woodworks or call 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.